As if it couldn't get more dramatic after the audio tape was released, tonight happened. Let's get into it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
In honor of Lala and James Kennedy going back in the studio together, this is their last banger, Feeling You, which is quite the banger. Yeah, that's not the only banger going down.
That was good, Gina.
Thank you. That was good. Wow. As if the drama couldn't get any crazier. Then this week happened.
Did.
Let's get into the conversation. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And also, we just want to say thank you so much for joining in on the conversation throughout the week, adding to the comment section. You guys are actually awesome. We love all the love and support. You guys are great. Anyways, I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP, T-I-E-G-E, DP. See ya there. Mostly Insta. Anyways, here's Zach.
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. I have a lot of tweets that go out during the show.
Yes.
Lots of feels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're great. Again, I am Sarah Serio. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Serio or on Snapchat and Instagram at S Serio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Amazing. Also, you guys, Lala Kent came into the Tomorrow Show this week. And talked to Kevin Undergaro. If you guys haven't seen the interview yet, it's incredible. She spills some serious tea. Zach was there.
Yeah.
He's going to give us the rundown of what happened. We've all watched it, so we want to talk about that. Tea. That is going to be in tea time later in the show. But just to let you know, we are going to be talking about that. I love her because she just says everything. She really does not hold back, and I love her. And that's why she's so great on the show. Anyways, we'll get into that at tea time, and we'll do our official tea time soundtrack. Anyways, here we go. Let's take it from the top. So the beginning of the episode, we, of course, have to talk more about this audio from Faith and the fact that Jax was caught saying, I'm not even attracted to Brittany anymore. I'm not going to marry her. And the funny part is, when this all goes down, James, like a dog with his tail between his legs, runs to the apartment where the guys are camped out and says, by the way, it was Lala and Ariana. Okay, bye. Just because he doesn't want to get in trouble for it. But really, we find out later in the episode that it was James.
I know.
Who took the audio from Faith's phone and sent it to himself. So, I mean, this is all crazy. But what do you guys think about this? We hear more about this audio.
I can't say it enough. Like, I fell in love with James this episode. Like, everything about him this week. Like, normally, like, he was really douchey. And he's still really douchey. Yeah. But, like, he, like, earned my respect. Like, the fact that you're going to take her phone and then steal the audio and then, like, slip it to the girls and then have it all come out and then be like, I didn't do anything. Like, that was... And then his rap songs, like, I just love James this week.
He was so had a good week. Funny. I loved when he ran away. He took the alcohol with him, which I thought was a good move.
Yes.
And I just loved when all the girls were sitting around and he was like, what is this? Like, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, no, James, like, just leave. It was just so much. But I felt like it didn't come from a mean place at all. I felt like that was literally him.
I feel like he's like a little brother for all of them. Like, it's like a love-hate relationship with him, too. They're like, oh, you're just an annoying little brother who we still accept and include in our crowd.
I think we liked him this week because we didn't see Raquel. And that storyline was enforced. Yeah, because think of how obnoxious it is to see him with Raquel, and it's like, is this real? Do we really believe this relationship is happening? And the fact that we saw James be James and, like, he was, I guess, single James this week because she wasn't there. Like, I was into it. Ooh, I think we need to let her go
that's
together.
A good point.
Like, she doesn't really add anything to it.
No,
the show.
She doesn't. She just smiles and she's pretty, but, like, they're all pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he definitely, like, coming off of what you said, he has more fun with his friends than he does with his girlfriend. Like, all the other ones are clearly in a relationship with others.
Because it's a show that he has to put on when he's with Raquel.
Right, and well, it might be a part of the fact that she just joined the cast, so maybe she just doesn't know what to say. You know, these girls are pretty primed, the girls that have been on the
but
show.
Like, haven't they been dating for a while?
He's not himself around her.
They're not really giving her any film time. Like, they're not choosing her.
Because she's boring.
She might not have a lot to say.
She obviously.
I don't think she does.
No.
I don't know. I mean, unless someone slips her some info that she could, like, get inserted. But
some
she just
alcohol.
Doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't really have. I mean, I don't know her. We don't know her yet. But I feel like she might not have the personality. You are hating. I think she's really cute.
She's pretty, but, like, pretty only gets so far.
True, true. You know,
yeah,
we'll
she
see.
Doesn't have much.
Give
tonight.
Us some drama.
And I think she's fine with that. But I think she's fine with not having anything to say.
Yeah.
I really do. She comes across as, like, why are we saying these things about this girl?
Yeah,
I'm realizing what I'm saying, and I'm like, stop.
James shines more without her.
Yeah.
Compare the scenes with him with her and the scenes without her. James is way better with
well,
her.
Well, maybe the not scenes. Shines. Maybe just is more entertaining. I think he tones himself down a lot when he's around her because he is, you know, known
he's
to be kind
be
of
a
an
man.
Idiot.
He's got to
yeah.
be straight around her.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because when he was hanging out with that guy friend, compared that hanging out to when then Raquel showed up. Mm-hmm. For being away for
oh, yeah,
so many months,
Logan.
Why
yes.
wouldn't she want to see your girl?
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know.
He was fun when Logan was in the room, and then when Raquel got back home. That's a good point, Sarah.
Yeah. Mm, hey, I don't know what you're trying to say, but
Raquel came home and the boner died. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. Zach okay, is doing on? It. Zach is there. And it is Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so then we get into the fact that Tom, this really irked me, that Tom was upset with Ariana because she revealed the audio at the party. Which, I mean,
she didn't.
She did the right thing.
She didn't really reveal it.
It was
like
Lala and Ariana together.
But she gave her, like, she's like, look, like, she didn't come into the party and be like, I have this audio recording.
Totally.
Listen to it. She was like, I don't know if I want her to hear it. She was, like, conflicted as a friend. And then she's like, do you want to hear this? Like, she gave her the option. Obviously, she was going to say yes, but she gave her the option.
I know, because she was worried about saying, like, oh, should we show this or should we not?
Yeah.
And she did. I just find these guys very... I just was really disturbed by all the guys. Well, not all of them, but most of them in this episode.
I know.
I felt like it was high school.
I just
like the guys gang up against the girls and it's just like, oh my gosh, my bro. And then it was the girls like, he's treating me so badly.
Like, you're all in committed relationships. Right? Long-term committed relationships. Some of you are married and you're still going to have bro code over your girl.
No,
like,
grow the F up.
Yeah,
I know. No. It was just like, and then they were all just saying to be respectful and that. And then I think Tom was saying something to, like, she should have better judgment or whatever. And I was like, no, they were, her girlfriends were just coming to her, telling her the truth. What judgment would you have when Jax, it's Jax's first time.
Yeah.
If it was his first time, maybe there would have been a different judgment. But it was like...
Well, and here's the thing.
I think it's just immaturity.
The guys all... they kept reversing the heat this week. It was like the girls would do something that, you know, they were sticking up for each other. And then immediately the guys were like, oh, it's your fault. Yeah. Take responsibility for your actions. Are you kidding me? This
but
is what really
no
got
accountability.
Me.
But they have no
accountability. Well, right. And when Jax said, what you need to take responsibility for your actions. You pulled out the phone, the audio during the party. Are you really going to blame her for that?
I know. I hate when guys do that. It's something that clearly they know they did wrong.
Right.
They can't admit it.
Deflection. Yeah, take the blame off themselves.
I feel like girls then feel like they're like crazy or something and they're like, really, is this happening? And I feel like that's probably what Brittany was thinking, but she's like, no. And then when you stick up for yourself, most guys always still try to
flip
like
the script.
Twist it.
Flip
and
the
it's
script.
So, he I hate it.
Ended it when they were talking at the end. I know I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry, Tig. But when they were jumping at the end, when they were talking, and he's like, I cheated on you, but what did you do to make me
do that to you?
I was like,
I'm telling you guys, he's
he literally said, I think he didn't even say like she or he. He said, what did it do to make me do that?
Right. Yeah. Right. What did the
relationship
like? It
was your fault. You caused it. You must have not been giving me attention, and then...
Yeah, you weren't pretty enough, so I had to go and bang another girl. Like, how... What?
I couldn't. You know what? And okay, I know we should get into it later, but I just have to say, I was definitely Team Brittany, and I've always supported her. I still am like... last week I was like, you know what, girl, I see you are conflicted, you love this guy, and like, I've been cheated on, like, I get that it's tough, now I'm done. I'm officially done because
I'm done.
If you get that much,
I'm done. Yeah.
If you get the audio, you have to walk away now. I don't feel bad for you anymore. I'm not on your side, and I hate Jax because he's not only a bad guy and he's a cheater. Mm-hmm. That's not even as big of a deal to me as how horribly rude he is to her.
Yeah, I feel like he's totally abusive.
We saw him yell at her in the street when she left. Yeah. We saw her. We saw him yell at her in the street. We saw him yell at her over the phone.
It's her fault.
It's always her fault. Like, the way he screams at her throws it back onto her. Like, you deserve this. Like,
it's your, let me break your self-esteem more and put you down more. I feel like she's stuck. I feel like he's messed with her mind so much that she's stuck and everyone around her is like, get out. But she stays. And I don't.
But they don't tell her to get out.
They just say, you are a strong person. You're confident. You're.
They don't want to judge her. I get it. We've all had friends that you don't agree with their decisions and you're not in that relationship. So like, you want to just like support her. You love her. But like, oh, I can't do it anymore. I can't.
I think she's a great person, but
I can't have respect for somebody that doesn't have respect for themselves.
It's true. And how? I mean, we learned this episode that her mom's been married 4 times too, and doesn't even. She's like, it's hard when someone cheats. But I'm like, why isn't anybody telling her move back or get away from this whole like?
Well, I think scene. She really needed to listen to Stassi because Stassi's been through it. Yeah.
It's the exact same guy.
I honestly think she needs to come across a guy in her life that said what Stassi, like, that admires her and, like, treats her well. And I think when she sees that, then maybe in her mind she'll be like, oh, that does exist.
Like, I mean,
you have to remove yourself from the situation, I think, in most cases. Like, you know, it's hard to get over someone, obviously, but I feel like she just needs to, like, eject herself.
Yeah.
She can still have all those friends.
I think it's your self-esteem. I think it's only you only accept the love you think you deserve. Yes. So you're only going to accept. She doesn't believe that she can get anyone better, obviously, from her actions. Like, it's sad.
Like you said earlier, when a guy cheats, yes, it's hard. Yeah. But he didn't just cheat. He repeatedly cheated.
And he's horrible. Yeah.
He has continued to do this to his previous girlfriends. He's continued to do this to you. Like, what makes you think he's going to change now? Like, especially when everybody has given him a hall pass to, like...
And you gave him a hall pass. Yeah. She gives him a hall pass every...
She still sleeps with him.
And you guys, we learned also that no girl has ever... He has never broken up with any girl. Like, every girl has left
because
him.
Because he's horrible. It's fine and that they'll still stick with him.
Yeah. Totally.
And then he'll just find another girl.
And then it'll, But so many things just irks me. Like you just said, like she thinks it'll change. And she literally just said it at the end too. She's like, something just serious has to change. And I feel like she's said that statement so many times.
And he literally is like, okay, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're annoying. Basically. That's what his response is. He knows now. Now he knows.
I thought her talking to Lisa was going to be like something of her... like taking responsibility and like owning up to it and being like, because that seemed really genuine, her talking to Lisa. And I was like, great, we're on to something. But then she had that conversation with her mom, and I was like, just no, because it seemed like she came back from having a big fight and she was like, okay, like we're making up. We're moving. That's how it felt like. Yeah. And I was like, she shouldn't be the one feeling that way. No. He should be feeling that way.
And he doesn't even apologize.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. I want to know what he does to win. Like, what's that action that he takes that wins her back? Because we know they get back together in the end.
Phase,
so I want to know. Yeah, I
don't
know.
I don't know.
It is. What is this big change, you know, epiphany moment that he has that makes her say, okay, despite everything, even watching it back now, despite everything, I'm still going to pick you, boo. You're my man.
Like, well... you know what? It might be one of those weird, like, psychological things where she, I don't know, that she, it's almost like, you know, when you're first starting to date someone and they play hard to get, and so you're like, you just want them to, like, want you the same way. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like it's like that. Like, he treats her horribly, and for some reason that, like, attracts her more and wants, you know, she wants him to, like, love her and be, like, lovey-dovey, but, like, he, like, doesn't do that, and so I think that's what makes her keep wanting to, like, you know, make him be like that?
And I think he preys off her being so empathetic and nice.
Yeah. Right.
He's like, well, I know how to mess with her head and just get her back. That's what he thinks. Like, I can get all these girls back. Well, not Stassi, but...
That's Brittany, crazy. I mean, so once, nice. Once people move on, they're like, oh my God, wow, I've seen the light. Like, I get it. Yeah. You know, like, Stassi, once she finally moved on, saw the light. But it takes a while. You just kind of get... I need her to be done.
She needs to find a new man. That.
I'm done.
Yeah. That one.
No,
that's
she done need giving a new her man. Excuses. She needs to be single for a while. She needs to find herself.
Yeah, like,
she needs to experience LA as a single woman with all of her friends. Like, she just needs some Britney time.
Yeah.
Get rid of Jax and I think take a break from some of those people.
I know, right? I know.
It's a toxic environment.
It's tough because it's Britney. You want Britney to do well. You want. Yeah. Anyways, okay, on to the next one. Another couple I think should just take like a week off from dating, Ariana and Tom. I think that they just need a quick little break. I think maybe they'd appreciate each other more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that whole fight that they had was like cringeworthy.
So
there was, like, way more stuff coming up than, like, just what had happened the night before.
Exactly, and you could tell. And that's just what pissed me off just from everything else still. It's just, like, he had no empathy for her at all.
No.
He could see how it upset her, especially the next day when she was crying and just... It's true. Like, when the one person that you love and you care so much about and you want to make them proud and, like, have respect for them, and when he just did not take her side at all, that, like, really does hurt someone. And
you could totally. See
that. But then he came back and yelled at her. Like, he didn't, like, take a second, like he told her to do, take a second last night, and he just, like, went for it with her. Like, there was a lot more to it than what they were fighting about.
Right.
But it just didn't seem...
But, like, even in that instance, even in that case where there's more underneath it, like, when your friend has wronged his girlfriend, like, you don't defend your friend. Like, you call him out. And you don't then flip on your girlfriend and put her down when you know your friend was in the wrong.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what blows my mind. It's like you
that's
know.
Your girl. Like, are that's who you've chosen to like, stay with and to be with in a relationship. So, like, you need to be by her side and defend her. Even if you think that she's wrong, then you don't embarrass her in front of everybody and scream at her in front of everybody for what you think was wrong, because you wouldn't do that. And if you were put in
because
that situation.
Because you're defending your friend who cheated.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Katie and Tom thing. Like how Tom takes their side and
Meetings again. Right. And it's just like, I'm a little bit over the guys, like not realizing how good they have it. Because Ariana is a smoke show. Mm-hmm. She's cool. She's chill. She's like the coolest.
Yeah. Yeah. She's beautiful.
I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah. Why don't you like... just, like, take that in for a second, like, because she's the bomb.com, and you're, like, treating her like she's not.
Yeah. Like, she's an upgrade from Kristen. Like, you had Kristen, and then you upgraded. Like, let's not try to lose it. And I love me some Kristen.
Yes.
I know.
Some Kristen. Add some Carter.
Not today. Not today. But, like, you know. She's crazy, and I love her.
She's crazy, and I love her. Okay, another person we got to meet this episode, which was kind of exciting, Billy. Who is friends with Lala.
I want to see how this progresses. Like, Billy slept with somebody, and we're about to find out, like, who Billy screwed.
Yes.
Like, no.
I'm just kidding.
I mean,
oh
come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they introduced Billy, and they gave her, like, you know, her name at the bottom. We saw some B-roll of her, too. Like, she's going to fit into
this. I know, and Lala even, like, mentioned it.
What is that?
She screwed one of the guys.
Oh, my God. This is getting crazy.
I think it's possible because, I mean, you don't get intros like that unless you're going to be a part of the show, unless you're going to be.
Maybe Sheena's person.
Wow.
Huh? Maybe she had sex with Sheena's guy.
Maybe someone.
I don't know. He's like the last
one. I think it has to be one of
them. But I'm just trying to think of, like, who else.
Maybe it
literally
was.
Any of them at this
but
point.
But I mean, like, Sheena's so hot on the trail about, like, her and her relationship, so I feel like something needs to happen to make what she thinks come to light, actually, because nothing's actually happening with what she is thinking.
Oh, my God.
I cannot.
I think it was James.
What? No. I don't. Why? Oh.
That's maybe James. Maybe Billy and James. But I don't know. Well... we'll get into tea time.
Oh, we can.
Because I'm thinking
yeah,
about
we'll
James.
Get into tea time.
Okay, so then we see a short clip of Patrick and Stassi out to dinner with Katie and Tom. I actually really like Patrick.
Sad.
He seems actually really cool.
Yeah,
it makes me so sad seeing them so happy in their relationship now, knowing that they break up.
Right.
Because that man crush moment that Tom had on Patrick. He's like, you just have it together so much.
Oh, Tom was like,
so you need to stop sucking up
on
him.
Like. And you know what's weird? It's like, Tom, you're about to open up Tom, you know, this bar, and you're going to be like a boss, kind of. And he's acting like this, like, immature, like 16-year-old that's like out to dinner with like a CEO. He's like, I just, you got your stuff together and I like so don't, like, I don't know what's like, going on. He's like,
I forgot I made out with this girl in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you don't have to come to the table with that.
Yeah.
Like, you can be like, hi Patrick, nice to meet you. I'm opening up a restaurant. Not, I made out with some girl and I don't remember. Here's my story.
Yeah, that was weird. I was like, that's not Tom. Like, Tom, calm down. Like, be
so immature.
Be a man. Yeah. I thought that was really weird. Awkward.
Tom may also need to find himself.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the people need to go on a find themselves retreat.
Yeah, we need to go on a trip.
I think so.
A wellness.
To like Bali. We need to do some ayahuasca. Like, we need
to look in. They can all definitely come to the table with a lot more than what they're saying.
I think they're so caught up in this character of having to be a part of this show that they don't push themselves to be more than just friends that work at a restaurant. And I feel like, but they could, like, you've seen so many reality stars on these shows kind of build their own businesses and launch their own brands. And I just find it so interesting that they're still so caught up in that mentality of, like, this is only where I am.
Well, some of us are trying to go a little bit higher, and do you know who I'm talking about? Lala, Tom, and James go to the studio together. Lala is singing. Sandoval is playing the trumpet.
My gosh.
That was so bad.
Trumpet?
Pretty poorly, I'd say.
That was so bad.
That made me very uncomfortable.
Because he thought it was so good.
He was really into it. He's feeling himself. Yeah. He was like, I'm doing great.
He was feeling that trumpet more than he's feeling Ariana.
For sure. That's, undeniable.
He definitely didn't have to audition for that. It's like, did they just ask him to bring an instrument and be like, you're going to play this?
I think he just showed up and he's like, I brought an instrument. Like, I came to help, guys.
Yeah.
I don't even think they asked him to do anything.
Yeah. I'm just not, I would really love to hear what that track actually ends up sounding like. Yeah. I do know that we will hear in the, at the end of the season, there's the kind of like Lala has this party.
Yes.
You remember she was talking about it with the interview with Kevin Undergaro, that there is going to be this like fun music party where she releases her music and Stassi hosts or party plans.
Yes.
Anyways.
Nice.
So we can look forward to that. Okay. Then we see See You Next Tuesday event by James.
Yes.
And he's DJing. And it went well, it looks like.
Looks like it was fun.
Very busy.
I'm proud of him.
Yes, but let's be real. Like, if you've been in Sir Lounge, that strip is tiny.
Small.
That is so small. You can fill that up easy. That was probably like 80 people.
I would even say less.
I was really excited for him. I mean, he stuck to what he said. Yeah. He acted responsible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Lisa was impressed.
Yeah.
He came back in good graces.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, that's exciting for him.
The white Kanye came to kill it.
Oh, gosh, I can't with that.
And Raquel was there.
Yeah,
for
Raquel
a second,
was there.
If y'all missed it.
Yeah, she was there. Quick B-roll.
She was there.
What else happens here is Sheena confronts Jen, who Jen is the girl who, I guess, came up with the information that Rob was seen kissing a girl at Toca Madera. And Sheena confronts her. You know what I thought this was?
What?
I thought this was like it was weird. But then Sheena was like providing her with like an alibi.
And then not letting her talk back.
She's like, okay, yeah, this is right? Yeah. Okay.
She's like, I have you right now, so I'm going to film this scene and set the record straight.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a chance to tell the story, but wait, I'm not going to.
I'm going to tell you
what happened. Like he was, you know, he spun her around. Maybe he was kissing her. Maybe he went down on her. But like he didn't cheat on me. Like I'm like,
oh
what?
My God.
Like it was such a delusional. I'm just going to repaint this whole picture, and you're just going to agree with me, and it's going to be fine.
Everything's perfect.
He didn't cheat on me, right?
I can't.
And she's just, you could tell, like, Jen was, like, looking at her, like, scared, like.
So awkward.
She was like,
okay, if you want to say that's what happened, sure.
So, like, she didn't even
No, she didn't even give her a chance to, like, say anything. No.
Yeah, she knew what happened, and then she was like, okay, well, I'm going to paint it in a better light so it doesn't look that bad. He kind of maybe slid onto her mouth and kissed her or whatever she said.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah,
it's fine. He used to date her. It's okay. He didn't cheat on me.
Yeah, cheek, like, maybe lip. I don't know. That's like direct quote. It was like, kissed on the cheek, lip. But I don't know.
And she's like, but it's over now, so it doesn't matter. And like I was saying to Zach, I was like, but last week, what she was saying was like, oh, that didn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Like, no, he wasn't there. We were by each other's side the whole night.
Yeah.
Okay,
where was she?
That's literally what she said, though.
And she tweeted it last week,
She said we were by each other's side.
His side the entire night.
This week.
You're right. Yeah.
She was like, and I talked to him, and yeah, they twirled and
You know, maybe they had sex after.
The girl literally was in shock.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Jen did nothing wrong. She was just saying that she was at work. Her friend was like, oh, I used to date him. I'm seeing that she's dating Sheena now.
Right.
So what's up? And they're like, yeah, they are. And Sheena's like, and then they were like, I would have been like,
no,
go with it. Like, if that's your story,
but
girl.
But why was she fighting everyone else that this didn't happen? That's not who he is. He's the, and she's still saying he's like the most loyal man ever.
Well, and wait, can we talk about how he responded to her comment last week?
Because
her excuse last week was that he doesn't like to kiss.
Yeah.
He's not a kisser.
Yes.
And then he came out the other night and he's
on Watch What Happens Live,
yeah,
right?
He's like, I'm, you know, it's not that he's like, I do like to kiss. I just don't like to kiss in public.
Well, at restaurants you do, and people that
with
aren't
ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
I just
there's some muddy water here.
I just feel like Sheena can really be liked, but she is not doing
a
good job.
Very hard.
No,
yeah,
she just doesn't show her true self. She doesn't show it. And if she honestly just did with all the flaws and everything, I think so many people would love her.
She's
a lot to like.
Unfortunately, she's incapable of doing that. She can't.
But like they were saying, she's kind of embarrassed because she doesn't want people to see that she kind of made the wrong decision by rushing into this relationship so fast.
But I feel like doing what she's doing makes her look bad.
Yeah.
So, like, of course.
Think about it. We like Stassi. We like Lala. Why? Because they own their flaws. Mm-hmm. They come into it. They're like, look, this is me. It's not perfect, but look, this is what it is. Where Sheena tries so hard to just not... She's so insecure that she doesn't want to look bad, and she doesn't want her life to not look perfect, that it just comes off as she's trying way too hard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When she doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to.
But then I can understand her, because then she has to bite her words. Like, she was raving about this guy, telling everyone he's so great and everything, and then he's cheating on her. So, I mean, she's probably embarrassed. I think she's embarrassed.
I was like, look at Brittany. Let's take a
playbook. Yeah, I cannot.
We have two different people on the spectrum
here.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, should we get into the Lala interview? Because there's some things that are...
yeah, you should.
That cross over. So, it's officially tea time. Yeah, clink your cups.
Time.
It is time for tea.
Tea time.
Okay, so, the Lala interview. She came in to AfterBuzz Studios this week, and... There were so many juicy things that happened, but one thing I thought was funny is that she said that Sheena believes she's the Kim K of the group, which I think is funny because we were just talking about how she wants to seem like she's perfect. Isn't that funny that she said that?
Yeah.
And she was kind of actually throwing some shade on Sheena. She's like, Sheena doesn't ever ask when, like, how I am. Mm-hmm. She knows I was doing this lip stuff, this lip line. She's never once asked how she is. I guess Lala always corresponds with her and says, hey, how you doing? How's your thing in Vegas going? And she's like, I don't remember the last time Sheena's ever asked how I was doing. So she's like, it's kind of a one-sided friendship. And I thought that was really interesting for her to reveal.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, so Kevin asked Lala if she thought that Stassi was the Bethany Frankel of the show, as like the breakout star. And she's like, I'm the Bethany Frankel of the show.
Lala.
And then I asked her, I was like, well, do you think Sheena thinks, because Sheena came up in conversation, I was like, do you think that Sheena thinks that she's the Bethany Frankel? Because I feel like that's kind of obvious. She was very big in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I think she's the Kim K of the show. And then that's when she got into the tea about how Sheena just is so self-absorbed and just not aware of the people around her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes off on camera.
It does.
Like, she's very, like, into herself.
Uh-huh.
And you see it. Like, even when the drama's going on,
she's
in the background taking selfies.
Selfies.
You know, and I think, you know... I feel like it's interesting when you're on an ensemble cast like this, where you kind of have to be friends in order to film a show. But at the same time, like... You know, if you want to, like, these are also people that knew each other prior to filming, so I feel like there should be some types of friendships. Like,
of course.
And Lala seems like she really wants to be a genuine friend to the other girls, and she talked about how she made up with Stassi and Kristen, and I don't know. I think Sheena is just too into herself, and now the whole Las Vegas thing, like, now she really feels like she's the star of the show.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's unfortunate, because like we said 5 minutes ago. She could be so much more likable.
Yeah, totally.
If she were just more of a human being and not an Instagram filter.
And I really don't think it's that hard to check in on someone.
No.
Like, if you really are so busy,
yeah,
great. But yeah, it's not hard to call or text.
Lala straight up said, like, we'll be in the same room and she won't even ask how I've been or anything. Yeah. Like, that, like,
well, it's maybe it's
because, kind of, yeah. How was your weekend?
I mean, but it's weird. It's like, it's almost like a competition thing, kind of. I feel like she doesn't really want to hear, like, how anyone else is doing, because if they're doing better than her, she just can't hear it.
But
so
it's just like, that is such an sad, ugly quality. That's like, I don't.
And maybe she's feeling, you know, self conscious after the whole divorce thing. Everything, her life,
so much going on,
kind of crumbled for a second. And I think she just was pretending like it was all butterflies and roses right after. But I'm sure that it took a toll on her.
And maybe she's cautious.
That's when you need your friends. Yeah. Like, right, when you're that insecure straight after a divorce, like, you're in a place where you need these people around you. And if people are willing to be around you, then, like, take advantage of that and appreciate that. Don't crap on it.
Yeah, even if they're just, like, there for filming, just use them.
But Lala said, she didn't want to just be there for filming. Totally. She even said she was out the other night with the other girls. But, like, Sheena is just in her own head.
Right.
And I think she's her own worst enemy.
I think they need to realize when the friends are actually trying to be friends with them and not think that they're trying to attack them or turn it into something.
Right.
Just see it as them caring for
Right. Like, her confronting Katie, I thought was a little bit ridiculous too. It's like, I was trying to be a good friend. Sorry. What?
Yeah, that's exactly, like, they should just realize, like, okay. Like,
yeah.
It's them trying, but all right.
So another interesting thing I thought from the Lala interview was her, Lala said that her and Randall Emmett, her boo thing.
That
was its amazing.
Well, first of all, she said that they'd been dating for 2 years. Which is crazy. Second of all, the craziest thing to me was that they block each other on Instagram.
Wait, what?
They both block each other on Instagram. They don't look at each other's Instagram. She says it's because one time he got upset about something that she had either posted or someone had commented about their relationship on her post, and he saw that, blocked her, and then she blocked him, and she's like, no, it's the best way to be. Like, I don't want to see what he's posting. I don't want to see what, wait, like, what? She did. But then also she said that she saw the post of her getting on the jet, on the PJ. So I don't really get that.
Well, someone probably, I think somebody showed her that post.
Got
like,
it.
Is
okay.
this
okay.
you?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I think it's weird to block yourself. Maybe not. I mean, she said that he saw a comment and was, like, offended about something that someone said about her, which I understand. Like,
totally.
You know, you don't want to see that stuff. Like, your girlfriend's in your life. Like, you don't need to be all up in her Instagram. I think social media does ruin relationships.
It does cause problems. Yeah.
True.
But out of sight, out of mind, like, you're still in a relationship. I don't know.
You I feel like you should be.
If you don't take... I have a different opinion for people that think, like, oh, I shouldn't follow... We don't follow each other. Or, like, we're not putting a label on it because it causes... Whatever. I don't necessarily believe that because I'm just like, you can just maybe be the bigger person and just not look so much into it.
Right, and just support each other. What about, like, liking the things that I'm doing?
Or talk about it and say, like, hey, like, I saw this. This is how I felt. And
you don't need to read the comments.
Yeah, but you're in a healthy, trusting relationship.
Aren't you busy?
You should be comfortable with everything.
So that's why I don't get it. I would just look at the picture and I'd be like, maybe comment, like, a red heart, move on. I wouldn't be, like, snooping, like, what did this? Oh. And then I just feel like that's what causes problems when you snoop.
Right.
But if you just, like,
read too much into things, I completely agree. But I thought the juiciest part is when she said that they were together for 2 years.
Yes!
Right. Straight up. So I straight up asked her.
That it was during the marriage.
I asked her. So I was like, well, the other girls kept saying that you were with a married man. Like, what? Like, where did they get that rumor from if you're so adamant that it wasn't true? And she sat there and she's just like, well, I don't know where they got that from. But then she admits that she's been with him for 2 years, and TMZ just announced a few weeks ago that he's only now officially divorced, which means for the past 2 years, because he's only been divorced for a few weeks now, the past 2 years, he's legally been married.
So
legally.
Legally.
Yeah. They could have been separated, but still.
They were.
You never know.
But still, then that's when you say, he's legally married.
Of course, of course.
Exactly.
You just, like, own the truth, which
you own the truth. Exactly. So, you're like, they're separated. Like, she didn't have to I think the fact that she hit it so hard is what made it so I mean, and even when I asked her, I was like, well, why did they say that he was married? And she's like, I don't know. That was her opportunity to say, like, well, I think he was married and they heard that, but mm-hmm. they were wrong. Here's the clarification.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think she broke up a marriage, maybe?
That's what we're debating as well. That's also a debate.
I mean, a lot of people are saying that. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I will say, hearing her talk about, because I know I've thrown a lot of jokes at her over the past couple of weeks about being with a married guy. Hearing her talk about him, even prior to the interview before we were taping, like, she really does care about him and really does, like, it made me change my perspective and I wanted to believe that he was separated in the past 2 years. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But I wanted to believe it based off of how much you can see she's really into him.
And she also said she might not get married. She's like, I don't know if she doesn't.
She said she would get married if he asked her, but not her preference.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get married.
Like, not that she doesn't want to, just that
she's happy where she's at and doesn't she doesn't want to force anything.
She's too young to be getting caught up.
He has two kids.
And he just got out of a marriage.
Yeah. So they should have fun with not having anything tied to them.
Exactly.
Right.
And just
do you.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Enjoy love.
Enjoy love.
Yeah. Being in love.
Oh, don't cheat on each other.
Yeah. Okay, so then...
And she made a really... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you up. But she made a really good point about why she wanted to keep him off the show was because he has a business and a company and, like, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really good point. She wasn't hiding it because he was married. She was hiding it because he has his own life outside of this and he doesn't need to be on Bravo TV.
Oh, totally. Yeah, of course.
But I feel like if she would have said all of this last season, like, it would have ended so much differently.
Do you think the producers had her, like, not saying that just to create the suspense?
No,
like,
she really wanted to keep it. Yeah,
yeah, okay. She really wanted to. And, you know, I don't know. They work on such different levels. I mean, he's a high-end producer, and she's a reality star. So, like, she doesn't really want to drag him through the mud of being on reality TV. I think she probably just...
And I think that's a red flag if your boyfriend wants to be on your reality show.
Yeah. Totally, if they're, like, so for it. People, that's, like, not their life. And she may also want to... Because I know they're all, like, aspiring to be musician or singer or actor, so she may not have wanted people to think, like, oh, they're just with each other because he's so known and she wants to become an actress or something.
Right.
And I can respect that.
So then the last tea, I would say, was that Lala predicts James will be engaged to Raquel next season?
What happened to Logan?
What? But didn't she say something like, they may get engaged... But not necessarily
but he's a free spirit,
married or
she
something.
Said.
Yeah. Wait, what does that mean?
Free spirit.
AKA free spirit sounds to me like he cheats or he's
free spirit
a bit
means
of an
like
idiot.
It's an open relationship.
Open relationship, yep.
Yeah.
With who?
Guys
and girls?
I think Raquel is out of sight, out of mind. Like, what she doesn't know doesn't hurt her.
I genuinely, like I said before, feel like Raquel, she always kind of seems like Sheena, where she's happy, nothing could ever go wrong. She's fine. She doesn't hear things. Like, she obviously hears things, but she won't react in any way. And that's fine with her.
Right.
Wow, that's like
and
a perfect
I think you have to be a specific
for
person
cheating
for that.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I definitely think, like, she'll be happy.
If she doesn't know about it, she's okay with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wants that ring.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah, James, of all people, is going to propose. That's
how old is he?
LOL.
Like 24.
Four.
Oh, I thought he was 23.
Young. And she's young, too. She's younger.
I think she is younger.
Like 21
I think she's
22.
I thought she was 22.
Okay.
So that
makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like, let's just stick to see you next Tuesday. Like, hang out at the club at that day. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let him have his Tuesday club nights at Sir, and she can go do Vanderpump Dogs. And
right. And just hang out.
And they just need to chill for a minute.
Right. Everybody just needs to chill. Okay. Was there anything else juicy from the interview? You were there.
I thought it was interesting that she dished on the fact that they have to work at Sir in order to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like but what I found interesting as well was Stassi and Kristen don't work at Sir, but yet, like, Stassi's still such a big part of the show.
Yeah. But they're OGs.
They just...
Well, she said that if you're on Lisa's bad side, you don't get airtime.
Wow, really?
Kristen and Stassi... like, have... Well, I mean, Stassi came begging back for mercy, but I think the one that I was really curious about was Kristen, because, like, she got fired by Lisa on the show. Lisa cannot stand Kristen, and yet she still consistently gets airtime.
Maybe
that just
has something to do with, like, the people that watch it. Maybe ratings. That...
I love Kristen.
I do, too.
I do, too.
What
She's
happened
great.
To her? Kristen. She's, like, not...
She's in love.
She's not in Lisa's good graces. She's in love right now,
so I think, yeah, she's, like, kind of distracted and doing that whole thing. Okay, so next week, oh my gosh, crazy stuff is still going to continue to happen. Brittany's mom flies in, and James and Lala get in a fight. James takes a low blow at Lala's boo and says, what is
he calls
say
him fat
boyfriend?
That's mean.
I mean, I'm sorry, but it's kind of funny.
It is funny because it's also like James is like so young. He's like 24 years old, and this guy's like so old. So
yeah,
and like accomplished and like, yeah.
Let's be real.
He's totally
That's like
jealous.
Your jab.
Because he wanted to bang Lala. He wanted Lala
did.
From the first episode.
Exactly. So he's probably just jealous, and that was probably the only thing. That's the only thing that could come out of his mouth.
Totally.
There's nothing on
but
him.
They're fine now.
Yeah. What are you guys it's looking forward funny. To next week? Anything?
I'm looking forward to Brittany's mom coming in town.
Yeah, no. She speaks the truth.
She needs to.
I kind of feel like the girls flew her in so she could, like, give Jax some hell. Because she gave Jax hell last time, and it made him so uncomfortable, and he left.
Or maybe she's going to pack up all Brittany's stuff and try to get her to come
back. Well, I don't think
so. It obviously doesn't work.
Yeah, like, it obviously doesn't work. They're
Mama
still
to
together.
Come in and maybe they needed to bring in Mima.
This relationship is just going to get drawn out.
I just, also something that I just want to say from this episode that I didn't like is just when Jax showed up at Pump when it was James's DJ night, and they were all like, hey man, hey guys, it's Jax. And everyone was like, yeah. I'm sorry, but that just needs to not happen anymore.
No.
Because because it's like, you didn't even go there. Sorry, I couldn't mention that before, but it just came back in my
mind. Totally.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm done supporting Jax.
He didn't need to, and no one needed to be like, so about him being there either.
Yeah.
Like, I Jax just frustrates me so much because it's like, he's like, if he would have grown through the seasons, like, he would have become a likable cast member.
Right.
You know, and I
Last season, I liked him.
Last season, he wasn't bad because, you know, he had Brittany and they were in a stable relationship, and like, that was good. But I'm just like, and I get her point. She's like, love isn't so black and white. But, like, at this point, girl, like, it's charcoal. It's dark. We're not in a gray area anymore. Like, it's dark.
And it's so much more than the cheating for Jax.
It's so much
more.
Yeah. The way he treats her and talks to her.
There's nothing good about him. What is she getting out of the relationship?
I feel like you said that, like, last season. It was, like, their relationship and stuff. It probably started to feel too comfortable, as people would say, to Jax.
Totally.
And he needed something
he needed
to be
sabotage
like,
it.
And instead of going to Brittany like anyone else to say like, hey, like it's coming a little too like we need to do something.
Yeah,
faith.
And that's what
faith
happened.
Was the answer, and that's never the answer. But thank you guys so much for joining
us. Some people
us.
Think faith is always the answer.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that.
Okay, thank
it
you guys
is out
for
of
joining. Thank you guys for joining in the conversation. You guys are thebomb.com. Let us know what you thought in the comments below. If there's anything you're looking forward to next week, anything you guys want us to talk about or investigate, we are investigative journalists here, so we will get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
I am Teague Dooley Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. I hope to see you guys there this week, and then we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
To my left.
I'm Zach Peter. Tweet me at JustPlainZach. I have lots of thoughts about the show, and I like to tweet with you guys. JustPlainZach.
I'm Sarah Serio, and follow me at SSerio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Yay! Yay! Vanderpump! We'll see you guys next week!
Bye!
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.